Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Scientists have discovered that out of nearly 2 million earthquakes surveyed, 4 shocks preceded about 75% of quakes that hit in Southern California. The revelations could be a huge advancement in earthquake forecasting. For more, we're joined live on the Ring Central Newsline by Daniel Trugman, seismologist at Los Alamos National Laboratory. Thanks for talking to us today. So how could this change the way we currently forecast earthquakes?
Yeah, so kind of one of the longest and most vexing questions in earthquake seismology is how earthquakes get started. And, you know, we try to attack this from a number of different angles. And one way we've done so in the past is using laboratory earthquake experiments that try and simulate how earthquakes work in the real world. And in the lab, we see these tiny foreshocks preceding kind of the bigger lab quakes in almost all cases. But in the real Earth to date, things are much less clear. We don't usually see the foreshocks before the larger earthquakes. But this new study is kind of showing us that if we make advancements in our detection capability and in our computing algorithms, that we can start to detect these very small events in the real Earth.
In your research, what about 75% of quakes had 4 shocks come first? What about the other 25% that didn't? Were they just lone wolves?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we think that part of that 25% is kind of still a limitation in our detection capability. So our methods aren't perfect yet, for sure, and so we're not able to detect all of the very, very smallest earthquakes. And so we think that could make up a good portion of that 25%, but it could also be that there are some kind of outlier earthquakes that don't follow the same basic pattern.
Did bigger foreshocks precede bigger quakes?
No, there wasn't really a relationship between the kind of the size of the foreshocks and the size of the main shock. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but this news makes all of those little quakes that we native Californians tend to blow off rather nerve-wracking, because now every little shaker will feel like a warning.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're foreshocks are only one type of seismicity, and so you can have small quakes that are foreshocks and small quakes that aren't foreshocks, and actually the ones that aren't foreshocks are probably much more common. So I don't think we really have anything to get worried about yet. In fact, these small earthquakes, if they're telling us something about the Earth, then they can actually be quite useful, and these are the ones we shouldn't really be worried about because they're the ones that aren't damaging. So,
although, I mean, we should be worried about all of them, right, just in terms of preparing and stuff, because we still, given the reality, we still don't prepare all that well.
Right. Well, we need to be prepared for the big ones. For the small ones, you don't need to be prepared for those because they're not going to cause any damage. We know that the bigger ones are coming at some point, so we always need to be prepared.
So this study looked at Southern California. It's safe to assume it's the same for Northern California?
Yeah, it would be safe to assume that. I think we had the data on hand for Southern California, and we think it would generalize elsewhere, but...
All right. Well, thanks for sharing your research with us. We appreciate it. Daniel Trugman, seismologist at Los Alamos National Laboratory.